Hello, 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 everybody. Hopefully we are up and running. Are we up and running? Just give me a second here while we get our screen share. Yeah, but double do.
Hello, 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 everybody. Hopefully we are up and running.
Are we up and running? Okay, it's been a while since I did this. I want to say thank you for watching. I only do these live streams for non-dangerous commodity, digital currency asset class. You know me, you know the problem. You should be on my Telegram channel. Okay, so here's what's going on with the markets. All of the green, 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 red on the Russell, green on the oil, green on the gold. But look at the amounts. Very small amounts. You'll see some of these in other currencies. Hello, Al, how are you? It's been a while. I don't know if you still watch my stuff, but that's okay. You're still around, that's the main thing. All right, if you got questions, let me know. And of course we have the dangerous coin stuff that's dangerous, this one as well. All right, so the headline. Record despite hotter than expected inflation. Okay, let's look at that. Now, make sure you get in touch with us. Stay in touch. It's getting worse and worse with the censorship out there. Here's the contact anywhere on our website. Just redesign contact. And lastly, this is very exciting. If you're not my Telegram channel, we just put out some examples of where you could double your capital. All right. And the largest exchange out there in the world of newer asset classes, talk more and more, but good old YouTube and whatnot don't want us to talk about. Okay. I got a screwed up computer running right now. Okay. So anyways, let's get into the commodities here. Wow. My computer is so messed up. Okay, here we go. Yay. Okay, so here is the general charts. First thing I want to show you is copper. That's probably the best performing metal you'll get anywhere. I mean, you look at it, 1 year rally from, you'd probably double your money over a year. It's plateauing. Okay, so is there inflation? Not right now. There was April, May for sure. But with the latest news on the global sickness, it's definitely flattening out. I mean, look at what's going on in the world of the cultural agriculture. Dip, pullback, coming back. So maybe the inflation will come back in the world of food. Energy, yes, for sure. Let me go back to that. We have wheat as well, but does that look like long-term inflation? You know what I mean? Okay. And here's the Brent crude, same thing. Here's soybean as well. Now, I do think that you might get a good trade out of sugar here, even though it's been flat since May. All right, so that's where the so-called inflation is. Now, I can also go through the different harmonic scans that we got on currencies and Forex. I will tell you, I'm seeing a lot of longs in this Australia USD. It's just, I don't know, Australia seems to be getting a lot of interest here. You got 1, 2, 3, 4 longs, 5 longs on Australia, Canada. That's pretty good. I'm just going to try to focus mostly on everything non-Forex. So you got Deutsche 30, short. Anything Europe is just not doing too good. The U.S. markets, it's not as strong. There's a reason why. You can see a couple longs there on the SPX 500, the S&P. I do think that you might get a little more mileage out of UK. From my perspective, here's the safe trade that we've always wanted. But look, you got two shorts there. Okay. Let's look at the world of silver and some of these long. That's silver in euro, long in Hong Kong, long silver in Singapore. All right, and look, more Australia, Canada. This is a convincing trade. So if you're a Forex trader, I'd be looking at it. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, plus the other ones they talked about as well. So that's a pretty exciting trade there. Anything to do with Australia, just, okay, you got Australia, Hong Kong, Australia, Singapore, all longing. Wow, pretty good. But out of that, it looks like Australia, Canada is doing good for some reason. I don't know. People talk about China 50. It's got a long there, but the same in the U.S. as in the U.S. It's just plateauing. Really going nowhere. France has got a short there. Let's see how the Canada dollar is doing here. Euro, it doesn't really excite me. Euro, pound, in the same. Just anything euro, I don't know. Deutsche 30 has got a short there. So some of these stocks or markets are not doing too good. UK 10-year, some longs there. Some longs with the UK 100. I did put that out there that I did think that England was showing some good strength compared to the US. But compared to the US stock markets, they're not as strong with a couple of shorts you can see here. If you've got questions, let me know, or comments. Now, this is the important one, is the treasury. 10-year holding steady, okay? Some of the Asian here, we got some USD, Hong Kong. I don't really pay attention because these are not really all that predictable. Natural gas, short. Soybean, short. Wheat, short. Corn, slight long. So the question is, does that look like an inflation trade? I don't know. I just think that inflation's definitely cooled off for the time being, maybe towards harvest season. Let's see what all other pairs we got. More platinum. So we got some longing here on the platinum USD. More longs in the Australia USD. I mean, this is looking more convincing. More longs on the Australia Canada. I think that's the pair to be. I mean, this is quite a few, actually. Another one, Australia, Canada. Some more shorts again on the Deutsche 30. Now, again, these can come and go, but you can see definitely there's a weakness happening among the stock markets. US 30, same thing. Brent crude, let's see what's going on with the Brent crude. France has got another short. Brent crude has got a short there. 1, 2, 3, 4 shorts for France 40. Let's see, pound against the Australian dollar. That's mixed. USD against the Japanese yen. That's a short. Here's some more gold. Gold in Australia, slight long. Gold in Canada, slight long. Gold in Swiss, British pound, slight long. Gold in Swiss franc short. Now, this is the key one right here, a slight long on the gold silver. Once you see more of these, and this was starting to heat up in the last couple of weeks, but there's only one more, and that's gold silver. Gold in New Zealand, silver in New Zealand. We got a couple of longs there. Look at this, more Australia, Canada, long, three of them. Wow. That's a gimme right there, but it's been very flat. So be very cognizant of that. Australia USD, more longs, but I just don't know. I don't like Forex. Just, there's no trend there. It's just been range bound, a lot of it. China 50 is a slight long. More shorts for the France 40. Really going nowhere with the Euro 50. I mean, if I was to say Australia, Canada, if anything, and the ones I've already shown you, oil's looking good, gold's looking good, out of the majors. Everything else is just mixed. Okay, here's our big trade here, slight long on the Euro USD. and mixed there with that short. Okay, it looks German bonds, flat, long. Germany 30. Wow, quite a few shorts there. There's three. Japan 225, same. Boy, I look at Thailand to see what's going on there. There's a slight long, I mean, there's a little bit in Taiwan, not much to brag about. The UK 10-year long, slight long, short there. So I'd rather put my money into UK bond right now. What else we got? USD China, just going nowhere, but it's got slight long there. Okay, Thailand. Let's see, I'm interested in Thailand. Oh, shorts there now. Mixed, long and a short. Another short here for the S&P 500. US 30's got a big short there. Okay, so some US bonds, 2-year, long, short, mixed. 10-year, it's starting to move up a little bit. That's a good sign. So that's got a long. Let's see here. More WTI short, Brent crude short, natural gas is long. I think that's got to do with the heating system. Yeah, two longs there for natural gas in US dollar. Soybean short, sugar long, so sugar is looking good. Corn short. So again, does this look like a deflation trade? I don't think so. So I'm not too worried about it. I don't know. Everyone's behind the times. I mean, they're looking at May data, and right now in June, I'm not seeing it. It could be truly transitory, as the Fed did say. New Zealand, USD long there. Again, I just don't really put a lot of emphasis on these. Long here on platinum, even though it's been declining. And that's it. No other questions or comments. So again, if you want to know more, make sure you get signed up, dudes. Okay. I'm going to tell you, quantlabs.net/contact-quantlabs.net. All right, talk to you later. Thanks for watching. Over and out.